Thank you for calling Archdop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, Abigail. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And you?
Good. Yeah, my name is David Dubord.
Hey, David. How can I assist you today?
Chris, are you over at 300 Enterprise Drive?
Currently, yes. No. But that's our headquarter.
Oh. Because I do pizza for you guys all the time over there. I work for Savona's Plaza Pizza. So the reason why I'm calling is I got a flyer in the mail about your 1,000 gigabyte for $69.99 a month for 2 years. Price guarantee, yes. No contracts.
And that is correct.
Is there any equipment fees with that? Or does that include the
no.
equipment?
So the price for the 1 gig is $79.99, but you get $10 off when you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. The price is guaranteed for the 2 years. The equipment is included in the price. There's no taxes, and the installation is free as well.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Abigail. Do you know what it's going to go up to after 2 years?
No, we don't have anything set for price increase as yet.
Do guys offer military discount by any?
No, not at the moment.
Do you offer any discounts for people who give you guys pizza every day?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would try as well. The only discount that we have is just for the auto pay and the paperless billing.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now, here's my situation. Is it pretty much in all the areas now in this area? Because I got this at the address where I live now, and they supply Spectrum, and if they're fiber optic, it's the only area in this area, or the only complex in this area that has their fiber optic. And it's included in everybody's rent here, but I'm moving, so I want to see if it's going to be available to the place I'm moving to.
Okay.
Give you an address. Can you tell me?
Yes, go ahead with the address.
It's 1920 Route 32. It's apartment A, and that is in Saugerties. Zip code is 12477.
Give me a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I got the address right. So you said 1920.
Route 32.
Route 32, apartment A.
A. Uh-huh.
The Saugerties. Is that on Old Kings Highway?
No, it's on Route 32.
Give me one moment.
Yeah, that's fine. It's actually in Glasgow, but the mail comes out of Saugerties 12477. It's only a mile and a half down the road from where I live now. But it's not an apartment building. The guy has two apartments. It's like a big, huge garage, but it's two apartments.
Yeah, I'm seeing everything else except 1920. Hold on one moment. I see 1921 and 1919. I don't see a 1921.
No, 1920.
1920, sorry.
Yeah, well, because it's on a different, I think he had to get a different, or had to have almost like make up the address, because it's on a piece of property, but it's a place called Timmy Morrow. He's a contractor. He's got this big, huge piece of property. He's got this big building with all his equipment there, all his trucks and all that kind of stuff, and then he built this other building on his property.
So what is the location for the property that he has?
That's right on 32, and it's 1920, Route 32. So if you're seeing 1919 and you're seeing 1921, those are right across the street. So it's, you know, it's like right there.
Okay. So the in-service date for that location is on, well, it, I guess it's a case where the team did not see 1920, but if it's across the street from 1919 or 1921, then we should be able to service that.
Right. I will tell you that it is off the road a little bit. You know what I mean? So I don't know how they run the cable there. I know Time Warner is there. Spectrum. I know Spectrum is there now. So I guess there has to be access for them to run the line down that way, correct?
Yeah, they would have to have some type of access, yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I'm not moving in until like mid-October, but I just wanted to see if I can lock into that price. Because it says deadline is 9:15. So can I put in for that now and but not get it installed until after the like in a month?
Yeah, usually we could sign you up, but because you're not coming up in the system, I would have to have this escalated for you. Being that the in-service date is on October 21st for that area on Route 32.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go and have your address updated in our system, and then I'll be able to sign you up for the service.
Okay, and then this way here, they'd be able to go to the location and make sure that they found the right one, I guess. Right?
Yeah, but okay. I need to explain to them why it's not showing. So you said that it's across from...
Well, I'm assuming, I hate to do that because I don't really know... The area, you know, I mean, I don't live there yet, so, but if it's 1920 and you're finding 1919 and you're finding 1921, and they would be on the opposite side of the street, so 1920 should be right there. You know what I mean? And there's two mailboxes out there right on Route 32, and they say apartment A and apartment B. Hang on, I'm going to put you on speakerphone, hang on. So what I'm going to do, let me see if I can find it here, 1920, all right, so here's the deal, put in Flatbush Road, 1920 Flatbush Road.
All right,
1920. And put in Flat Road, which is Route 32, Flatbush Road.
Flatbush?
Yes, Flatbush Road. Flatbush.
Is that one word or two different words?
Yep. One word.
Okay, and it would be 1920.
Yep. Because when I put it into the GPS, it came right up. But now it's Route 32 as Flatbush Road.
Do you know the county?
Yeah, it's Ulster County.
Yeah, for the 1920, for Flatbush? For Flatbush Road, we only have, I'm only seeing 1622, 1634, 1288, and 1438. And is it Flatbush Camp Road or just Flatbush Road?
Just Flatbush Road. How about putting in, let me see if I can find another road. Put in Hudson River Road. Get that one.
Yeah. just didn't come up. I think I would have to make them update it. But yeah. Does it show as 19? So on the map, does it show as 1920 Route 32?
Well, either way, I put it into my GPS. But the 1920 Route 32 and it came up as 1920 Flatbush Road. Same place. Flatbush Road is Route 32.
Yeah, so it should come up. So I'm going to go ahead. And do you see 1919 beside it, or?
Yeah, 1919 is right across the street, just like I said. 1919 is right across the street.
Are you able to look on 1922? Just let me know how close that is to 1920.
Yeah, hang on. 1922, Flatbush Road. Yeah, it's right next door to it also.
That's where?
That's right next door, yes. I think that's my landlord's actual address, 1922 Flatbush Road.
Okay. So.
And 1920 is on the same property. Like I said, it's just a separate building.
All right, sorry. Okay. All right. So that better explains it. Let me check on 1922 one moment.
Yeah.
Because then what I can do is I can sign you up for service under 1922.
Okay.
Being that you said it's one property.
It is, yes.
And we would just take your landlord's information just to let them know, and then we could change it after, like, about when you're ready to get the service. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
So that we would be able to have you in the system. Just give me one moment. I'll just locate it back. Yeah, so we do have 1922.
Okay. Yeah, they can go find me.
Because you'd be right beside them.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, it's right. It's on the same property.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem if it's the same landlord, because we just asked the landlord permission.
Yep.
1922, yeah, it pops up in the system, so it should allow me to sign you. Oh, yeah, I definitely can. All right, so let's start the sign-up process. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for the $69.99 with the discount?
Yep.
Are you interested in getting the landline service?
No.
Okay, and that you'd be renting the property, correct?
Correct.
Can I get the landlord's name?
Timmy, T-I-M-M-Y. And just let me get the correct spelling of his last name. Morrow.
Do you have his phone number?
Look at that right now. His phone number is 845-399-9668.
So 845-399-9668.
Correct.
Is your billing address is different than your service address, right? Or is it the same?
No, billing address is the same. It's apartment A, 1920 Route 32, apartment A. What about? Oh, I'm sorry. I spelled his last name different.
Oh, his name is, his last name is a it's different?
It's M-A-U-R-O.
M-A-U-R-O. Okay. Could you go ahead with your first name, please? You said David.
My name is David, yes.
And what's your last name?
D-U, capital B as in boy, O-R-D. Your board.
So D as in dog, U, B as in boy, O-R-D.
Correct.
And your email?
SOUPERMAN_57@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. So it's S as in Sam, O, U, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, R, M, E.
Oh, no. No. SOUP, like soup.
Oh, P. Uh-huh.
Superman. SOUPERMAN.
Okay. So SOUP as in Paul, ERMAN.
SOUPERMAN. Yep. _57@yahoo.com.
All right. And what's your primary phone number?
845-750-3362.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
What was that question?
How can we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Either one. All of them. Any of them.
All right. I'm just going to read you a few disclosures for them. So for the text, at arch.fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications by email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
For the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers by email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
I would rather not get contacted. I got enough email crap coming through.
Okay, no problem. So I'll take off the email and the phone. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a conditional purchase.
That's fine, yes.
Okay, so you have a home location, the 1 gig fiber internet, no extenders or the phone service. So for the address, I have... As I said, I put 1922 Route 32, Saugerties, New York, 12477. You said the property owner's name is Timmy Morrow, and his phone number is 845-399-9668. And your billing address is not different than your service address.
But my service address is 1920 Route 32, not 1922. That's his address.
Oh, yeah. Better I change the billing address. Give me a moment.
Yeah. Apartment A. 1920 Route 32, Apartment A.
Anderson Saugerties and New York 12477.
Grab a spud, bud. Hey.
All right, so as part of the order process, I'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We'll just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Give me one moment, please. For your address, should I still put, to do the credit check, should I still put 1920?
Well, I don't live there yet, so.
So what would be your address now?
205 Trinity Court. Trinity.
That's in Kingston?
That's Sardis also, 12477.
Give me a moment, please. Okay. All right. When you're ready to go ahead with your social, you can go ahead.
266-29-9824.
Give me a moment, please. You said the social is 266-29-9824, right?
Correct. Look, what a mess. How dare you put it away like that? Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
I'm signing up for internet service over
there. Oh, yeah.
Do you want the discount for the to get it for the $69.99?
Yes. Time Warner is only 1 year. Same $70, but $30 turn it on, $7 a month.
When you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number for the checking account.
Sure, hang on 1 second. Routing. 221. Can I give you a debit card? It's gotta come around. The same thing. All right, 221-971-264.
Okay, and your account number?
1500-10.
You're going in and out.
Sorry. Hang on. 1500.
Mm-hmm. 8508.
So 1500-810-858.
Correct. What's the name on the account?
David Dubord.
That's the checking account, correct?
It is.
How did you hear about Archtop?
I got a mailer. Well, I give you guys pizza, man. You guys order pizza from me all the time.
Is there anything that, well, for the, okay,
I got a mailer.
Sorry?
I got a mailer in the mail.
Oh, okay. All right, so is there anything that a technician should be aware of on your property? Well, yeah, being that you'd be at 1920, just give me a moment, please.
Yeah. How much of a deposit you said you're going to take? A credit check or whatever that was.
Give me a moment. So the credit check, it's...
And then do they credit that back to me when they start the service?
Give me a moment, please. The credit check was giving me an error, so I'm just... I was just trying to get everything else done. So it's $50 if it's the case that you don't pass the credit check, and it would be a hold on the account.
If I don't pass the credit check.
That is correct.
And if I do pass the credit check.
You don't need to pay a deposit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Let's see if it would work now. And also, just to let you know, we don't keep your social on file, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it says no deposit is required, so you're good to go with that.
And of course, I won't start billing until I get service.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right, okay. All right, y'all done with me?
Just give me a moment, please. I just need to put in some information here.
Okay.
I'm letting them know that your address is 1920 Route 32, Apartment A.
Hey. Doesn't come up as property. You've got to make a... address, I guess I don't know how to do that one. I'm guessing his is 1922, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But they got
all stuff. Right.
All right, Gabrielle, we all good?
Yeah, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures just to let you know what's going to go on, and then we'll give you a call on October 25th just to set up a date and time, okay? So
perfect.
For the disclosures, let me just go through quickly. So at the time of the initial connection, the technicians will just determine the best way to connect the service. So they'll install a drop cable that is a cable that connects your home to the network at the street the day before your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you
okay.
do have a current provider, just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider. Any equipment that is provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all the equipment back to us. Archtop reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it within its required time frame. Any other questions you may have regarding terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit the website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to give you a call in October just to set up a date and time for you, okay? So after October 21st, we'll give you a call.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, ma'am. Have a great day.
Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.